fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm going to continue today this journey through chapter 8 of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, which is packed with life-changing truth. What will bring your heart and your mind into a place of peace, into a place of rest, into clarity, into confidence, and a clear sense of identity and destiny is the truth that's in the Word of God. The Scripture has a unique power and unique capacity because it's God-breathed. It's the words of God and the words of men, that those who wrote these letters were inspired. The spiration is a strange word, but they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit infused them, and the very words that they intended to write were words that were also inspired by the Holy Spirit. And they communicated to these, and we can know for sure that this word is God's word. We can trust it. We can surrender to it. A lot of people have attacked it in the last 50 years in the world, you know, even some scholars and others, and want to pick and choose this and that, or to say, this is more of a culture-bound set of writings from a time that isn't that applicable to us right now. We're much more enlightened. We're much more educated. We've come into this, the 21st century of this enlightenment, which is, I think, silly ultimately. We certainly know some things we didn't know 2,000 years ago, but the Word of God knows the human heart and knows the plan of God and knows the will of God. That's something science couldn't touch with a 10-foot pole if it had to. God's Word is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates, separates bone and marrow, gets right to the heart, and it manifests the intentions of the heart. That's what the letter to the Hebrews tells us. So as we read through, for example, Romans chapter 8, which we've been making our way through, this word, if we open ourselves to it, will penetrate our heart, your heart, my heart. It will get to the core of our being, and God's word is creative. It has power. And it's not just information we're taking into our minds, but as this word enters our hearts, the Holy Spirit makes it a reality. He begins to work deep within us and heals our mind, heals the habit patterns of darkened thinking that are present in us. Maybe you're listening today and you're battling depression, you're battling self-condemnation, self-hatred, self-loathing, deep personal insecurity, shame and fear, anger, things like that could be dominating your life. And you're tired of it, you get worn out, you're trying to fight it. You don't know how to get rid of it. You might even be trying to medicate yourself to try to deal with it in some way, to escape it, to which a lot of the world serves up to us, antidotes to help us escape, to be distracted from the pain that we experience. So more television or more alcohol or more perpetual entertainment, whatever that might be for us, drugs, pornography, all these kinds of things. The world serves up to us and we go after them because we want to escape how we feel. We want to feel better. We want to get out of the mind and the experience that we're living in right now, and we want to escape it. That's running from something and nothing changes. Because you can watch all kinds of pornography, and what's going to happen at the end of it? You're going to be in worse shape you were than when you started. You might have a moment where you have a sense of escape. You have feelings of just forgetting about all the pain that's in your life. But guess what? It comes back twofold, threefold, fourfold beyond that. It traps you and enslaves you. Everything the world serves up is an antidote, is a lie, because none of it corresponds to the dignity of who you are, which is what Paul's after here. In part, in this beautiful, beautiful chapter in Romans chapter 8, talked yesterday about sonship, that we don't have this slavery anymore that leads us to be easily seduced into spiritual counterfeits that lead us to an ever deeper condition of slavery and darkness, despair, and spiritual death ultimately is what the enemy's after. But you've been given the spirit of the Son, Jesus Christ, who's conquered all that. And picking up today where I left off, Paul goes on to say, But you've received the spirit of sonship, or in verse 15, when we cry, Abba, Father. Abba. Here's the core of where Jesus is leading us. Here's the source of healing of your heart and mind. Here's where the alienation that's so deep in the human experience is destroyed, is slowly transformed into a secure identity as children of God. We've been given, the apostles told us, real power. This is not just a mind game that I'm proposing here, the church and the scriptures are proposing. Paul's communicating a reality of what God, your creator, God the Father has done to make you something new, to make you a new creation. He's given you the spirit of Jesus, his son, the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the divine spirit, the one the beautiful apostle John said in his first letter, that which we've seen, which we have touched, we declare to you, the eternal life which was with the Father has appeared to us. And we now have fellowship with God the Father. Here's what Jesus is taking you. He died on that cross. He took on human flesh first in the incarnation to unite fallen human flesh to the life of God. Why? Because we had fallen from God's glory, God's grace, from being united to God, and literally were in a completely desperate situation, completely incapable of rectifying, changing, healing that state of separation from God. That separation began to change in the coming of Jesus when he took on human flesh, the beloved Son of God. And now human flesh is intimately united to God in the Son of God. That's where the healing begins. That's where the total transformation begins in this person who is the one Savior of the world. And he died on a cross to become a sacrifice for sin, to offer his life to God on our behalf. And he deals with sin's power, the dominion of death, and all that enslaves the human race. He flat out destroyed it. And he takes that flesh through death to life itself, beyond death, to eternal life, a whole new kind of life now. Human flesh is brought into in the person of Jesus Christ. And he takes it to the presence of the Father. And he returns to the Father as Mary's son, now glorified. And it's that son who's given to us from his place at the right hand of the Father, this spirit, his spirit. And it's that spirit who makes us children of God. It's a gift, friends. It's a sure thing. If you've been baptized into Christ, it's a fact. It's not something that depends fundamentally on you. It depends on your cooperation. But the fact of it, the gift of it, is absolutely sure and certain if you're baptized into Christ. You've become something new, a new creation. And that's why Paul said, we're not a slave. We're not dominated by condemnation. We're not living in a slavish fear of God. We're not lost in the cosmos any longer. We are children of God. We're brought home. This is our home. This is where we belong. This is where every single human being belongs, where every single human being, whether they know it or not, longs to be. So Paul says, we cry from the depths of our heart. Your heart, my heart. We cry, Abba, Father. It's the intimate prayer of Jesus that he himself prayed, addressing God. God is not some big impersonal force. He's a loving Father. Jesus says, I know it because I know him from all eternity. And I've come to reveal to you the truth about who he is. And you will never be secure. You will never be at peace. You'll never know your true identity. You will never literally become the person you were meant to be until you come into this reality that you're a son or daughter of God. You might say, wait, what do you mean, man? I'm on top of the world. I'm worth millions. I get up every morning and I got people waiting on me. I'm flying all over the world. I'm having the time of my life. I'm accomplishing this, that, and the other thing, and I'm acquiring amazing things I never thought I would have before. Everybody just is amazed at what I've done with my life and who I am. I don't really need anything else. Friend, whatever you have, whatever you've accomplished, has come by virtue of God's gift to you. Everything you have, your smarts, your natural abilities, the relationships that have helped you get where you need to go, it's all God's gift to you. So you have nothing ultimately to boast in. And guess what? All that you've acquired, all you've accumulated, all the cheering that's going on now, all the awards, whatever's there, those things are fine. But friend, they're never enough to fill you up. You're made for so much more than that. Those things will all pass away. There's going to come a time in your life, maybe, if you live to old age, when pretty much everybody forgets you. You're irrelevant to the world. All the stuff that moves you now that you so desperately fight for, all the recognition, all the place, all the stuff that you've built up to find your identity in, it's all going to disappear. And you'll be left empty if that's what you've been clinging to. But you've been made for so much more than that. Jesus has come to literally give you a share in his own relationship with God the Father. This is why the apostles, once they saw it, it was like Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like the treasure hidden in a field. A man is in a field and he comes upon this amazing treasure worth enormous value. What does he do? He's so excited. He's so joyful. He runs home and he gets all the money he has. He has takes everything he has and he buys the field because he wants that treasure. I mean, he can't just take the treasure because it's not his field. But he buys the field. He's not afraid to give everything because he's come across something so valuable, which eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has prepared. This is what Jesus is saying for those who love him. Jesus is saying, look, everything, the best of what's here on earth is really small potatoes. And it's been made for you. You're the crown here as a human being. And everything here is good, made by God, but it cannot ultimately satisfy you because you're made for more. Only God. God has made you for him, for communion with him, for entering into the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Paul is saying here in this verse, we have a spirit, the spirit of the Son that cries out in us, Abba, Father. And what that means is that Jesus is teaching you, his spirit wants to teach you to talk to the Father as he spoke to the Father, to know the Father the way he knew the Father, to speak intimately with God, in the knowledge that God is a tender, merciful, kind, loving Father. And that your destiny, your identity, is to be a child of God. That's the only place you will find identity, security, and ultimately it's the place of your destiny. This is really what you want in the depths of your heart. Receive it, friend. Walk in it. Don't let the enemy steal it. Stand in it. Embrace it. Talk about it, share it with others, because it's God's gift to you. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.